John Blame on
Human.
Me.
It's Wednesday night. It's Radio 2. David Tennant is here sitting in for Sarah Cox. I'm joined by Joe Brand and Christian Brassington.
Oh, yeah.
Christian is on Sunday night on Pull Dark, 9 o'clock, BBC One.
That's right. Thank
yes.
you.
You know that's how you pronounce it, Joe. Did you hear that?
I had, yes. As I was driving up here, I had Radio 2 on.
Yeah, very good.
On message.
Yes,
on
very
message.
Good to hear that.
Thinking, what's this shambles? No, my boss is thinking, how charming you are.
How charming. How charming in their naivety.
Yeah, how quaint. How quaint.
The More You Ignore Me is Joe's film, which she has written. From her novel of the same name, opens in all the cinemas across the country, just about every single one of them on Friday. And you written it, you're an executive producer. What did that mean?
Nothing. Just meant I got better sandwiches than everyone else.
Right.
No, well, I went up there quite a lot. I was actually in it.
Well, you're
bit.
Also in it, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. They actually, I wasn't in, I didn't force my way in originally. I wasn't in it originally. And then at a cast reading, they asked me whether I would change the gender of one of the characters and become that character. So Doug, the newsagent, became Sandra, the newsagent.
How did you move from Doug to Sandra? What was your name choice there? What was your...
Well, Doug is one of my favourite names for a fat bloke that's very likeable.
Right.
I don't know why.
Right.
It just is.
Yeah.
And Sandra, when I thought about what sort of wig am I allowed to wear, I just thought that sounds like a Sandra to me. And Sandra is such a name of the kind of 70s and 80s.
So you started with a wig and moved backwards from that.
Indeed.
Yeah, perfect. Do you act in other people's things, or do you only act in things you write yourself?
I don't really act in other people's things. I was in Ab Fab years ago.
Of course, yes, of course, yeah.
Got a hideous review.
Ugh,
which, it was Victor Lewis-Smith. Do you know him? Anyway.
I've never heard of him.
No.
He said everyone was overacting apart from Joe Brand, who can't act at all. I kind of take that as a badge of honour, really. You know.
Do you have aspiration to do more acting?
No.
None at all?
No.
You don't want to do a little run in the West End?
I don't know. I went to see Dawn French and Jennifer Saunders doing... I can't remember what it was they did in the West End, but it was like a two-hander. And we went kind of on the last night, and they were obviously kind of so happy that they come to the end of the run.
Right.
They were really badly behaved. I shouldn't say that on air, but it was such good fun.
Right.
But I would like to be like that every night.
Right,
and
yes.
So I don't think I'd be very good at it, no.
You think you'd get a bit bored?
I've done The Pirates of Penzance.
Oh, right, OK.
Yeah. That doesn't require much acting, though.
Did you have to sing?
Yeah.
What did you have to sing?
I was the police sergeant.
Right.
And I had
give us a few bars.
No,
Joe.
I can't, because I can't actually remember the name of the song.
Oh.
If someone can remember what the police sergeant sings,
it's not. I am the very model of a modern major.
91.
That, thank goodness, it isn't that. Okay. No,
that's the fast one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me just think about that, and if I can remember it or find the lyrics somewhere, I will sing it. But it was. It that's not why I was asked.
Did you do a long run of that?
I think it's about 4 weeks, six
that's
weeks.
That's quite manageable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want me to do a non-specific search engine?
Oh, yeah, definitely do that. Yeah, don't let Joe leave the studio until she's given us a rendition
I must say that on occasions I was a trooper. One day I was going to do a matinee and I was getting something out of the boot of my car, and there was something wrong with the boot, and as I put my head down to reach it, it sprung back and hit me on the top of the head,
instead
of edge of the boot, and my head just squirted.
Oh.
And I was supposed to be there, so I just went into my house, got a big roll of kitchen towel, just put a massive wodge on my head and held it on, drove to the West End with one hand on the wheel.
Well, the show must go on.
Absolutely. Got in there, just put my policeman's helmet on top of it and went on. And somehow got through.
You could have had
it.
A concussion.
You could have had. You probably did have. Although you're a nurse, I suppose, so you were the one that could have.
Well, psychiatric, though. Oh, so yeah. I wouldn't have known if I actually did have concussion.
No, all right. No.
It's a great cast you've got in your film.
Oh, I was so flattered that they all agreed to do it, you know.
Mm.
I mean, Mark Addy, I think, is a genius.
Brilliant.
And
yeah.
He's, for me, he's kind of the centre of the film, really. And he's, you know, I wanted to have a kind of situation where the male of the family is the carer, because I just think, you know, there are a lot of men around that do that job, and they don't get acknowledged in the same way, if you like, as women, because people do consider women to be the natural carers. Right. And I just thought he just glowed in it. He was just such a lovely character.
Did you get involved in casting? Was that something...
Well, I think how casting worked with us was that we said, is David Tennant available? And they went, he won't do it. No, we didn't really. But no,
they didn't. No, they didn't, frankly. I was ready and waiting for the phone to ring.
Mm.
It was just a question that you must know this as well. You get someone who goes, yes, I'll do it. And then they go, oh, no, I've got a West End play, or I've got...
Yeah,
you know,
it's a juggle, I guess. Well, you ended up
Caribbean, but
you ended up doing rather well, I think.
Yeah, no, I thought so.
We're going to play a record. Can we hold on to you for one more link, and we'll find this tune, and you can give us a rendition?
No.
Lovely. Here's Stevie Wonder.